Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Hi, Natalia. This is a new claim for Depo Provera, and her name is Juanita Jones.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Miss Juanita, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, perfect. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and have you gotten an attorney already to help you file?
No, I do not.
Okay, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with an attorney for this?
Yeah, I haven't signed anything.
Okay, and was this for yourself or a loved one that took Depo Provera?
It was actually for myself.
For yourself, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Yes, okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were, okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you getting any treatment or did you have any surgeries?
I'm not getting treatments anymore. I was getting treatments.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you were getting treatment previously. Where were you getting treated? What was the name of the facility?
It was Research Medical Center in Kansas City, Missouri.
Research Medical Center, okay. So that was where you were being treated. Was that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And what was the date of the diagnosis?
The date of the diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I be having trying to keep my stuff, my files and stuff together. Mm-hmm. So, because it happened like a while ago, so I'm still, you know, my...
It was a while ago? Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do you remember what year?
It was... It was May of 2021.
May of 2021, okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that you know that took Depo Provera?
It was a few people that I knew that was getting the shot also.
Mhm. Okay, was this family members or friends?
Just a couple of friends.
A couple of friends, okay.
I had my kids really at a young age. I had 5 kids, you know, so I needed some type of,
mm-hmm. I see.
I wanted to, yeah, I needed
okay.
Some kind of birth control, so that was one that I had looked into, but I never knew that I was going to have these problems with it or nothing.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know. They were just taking what worked. Okay. Yeah, we're just trying to help as many people as possible. So I'll ask about your friends a little bit later. What is your date of birth?
9/29/75.
9/29/75. Okay. So, you were treated at Research Medical Center. Do you remember where you were prescribed the Depo Provera?
Where I was prescribed? No, not really. I had just went to research. There
mm-hmm.
was my medical my doctor was there.
It was there. Okay, so it was the same place?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, no problem. Just checking. And then, did you consume the Depo Provera? Was it the brand name?
You said, did I do what?
Was it the brand name of the injection, the Depo Provera?
That's the name of it.
Yeah. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum? Meaning you took 4 shots in 1 year?
Yeah, I actually used it until like 2005 was my last injection.
In 2005. Okay. And what year did you
Yeah,
start
that's
taking it?
when I got my last shot. The year that I started taking it
Yes, ma'am.
was 2001.
2001. Okay. So 2001 to 2005. Can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Female. Okay. And then I have your name here, Juanita Jones. Do you have a middle name?
Juanita Jones.
Uh-huh. Do you have a middle initial?
My middle initial is R.
R. Okay. All right. And then can you confirm your social for the attorneys?
513-667-3343.
Okay. And I have your email. Is it weedaj1975@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then is this your cell phone number, the 913-228-9667?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And are you able to open text messages and receive emails on your phone?
I am.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. The reason why I'm asking is because it looks like we're moving forward here. At the end of the questions, I'm going to send you a DocuSign. It's an electronic document to sign so that the attorneys have permission to start working on the case. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And like, I appreciate this. I did never knew that I was gonna be contacted or none of that. I just thought it was a scam or something. I wasn't expecting anything out of it. I thought I didn't know if anything was gonna happen. Like,
right,
all the pain and suffering, you know. Like, I'm getting emotional just talking about it.
Oh, yeah, of course. We're here
like
for
you.
We're trying to help.
I had to go through with a tumor and everything. Like I said, I actually thought it was just a headache, like I was having migraines or something,
uh-huh.
and I had to go through a whole surgery. And
yeah.
Some days I'm not here. Some days I am, you know. I'm still,
yeah.
it affects me.
Of course, yeah.
And
I
it's been years ago, you know, and I'm just so grateful and thankful for this.
Of course. Yeah, we're trying to help as many people as possible. And I'm glad that you're here today, you know, taking charge of your health. And I'm so glad that you got
the treatment. A lot of people probably didn't even make it out of it, but I'm here. And, you know, I have grandkids. I appreciate life now. It's so different. I can't have kids anymore. It's just a whole lot.
I know. Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear. But I'm glad that we're here today and we can help you out. Thank you. Thank you for your patience and thank you for your time. Okay. And we're almost done with the questionnaire here. Have you ever had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No, this was like the first time ever.
First time. Okay. All right. And then do you have medical records of all your treatment and your diagnosis?
Yes, my doctor. You can get all anything that you need from the doctors.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so once the attorneys call you, they will verify the information and then they'll ask for anything else that they need. But this is pretty much it. You just provide the information and then you just wait for them to build the case. So thank you for your time today. Can you verify
thank
your...
you so much. I appreciate it.
Of course, yeah. Can you verify your full mailing address for me?
It is 4115 East Linwood Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri, 64128.
Okay, 64128. Okay, and then is there a unit number or a suite number?
No, ma'am, that's the address.
That's the address? Okay, perfect. All right. And then the last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This is so there's no disruptions in the case. So if we can't reach you, we'll reach out to them so that they can reach out to you. So for the emergency contact, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
Lives with me.
Lives with you. Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
My daughter, she's over everything. If anything happens or anything to me,
mm-hmm. Okay,
she's
perfect.
The one that I contact.
She's the one to contact. Okay. And what is her what is her full name?
Her name is Brittany, Brittine. Her last name is Jones as well as mine.
Jones. Okay, Brittany Jones. I'm going to repeat it to make sure I heard correctly. Brittine?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what is her phone number?
It is 816-933-1754.
1754. Okay, perfect. And then do you know her email address?
I don't know her email address.
No? Okay, no problem. I'll just put your email address for now.
Okay, thank you. I can try to get it when she comes in. She's out right now.
Uh-huh. Okay, no problem. All right, let's see. And then just to verify one more time, the number for your mailing address, it's 4115, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. Just making sure because I think I typed it wrong. Okay, so I got that. All right, Ms. Juanita, that's it for the questionnaires. What I'll do next is I'm going to send you over that DocuSign. If you haven't already, you can put me on speaker now. I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or if you need help navigating the page, I can go through it with you. It's just going to
okay,
be...
thank you.
Of course, it'll just be a few initials and a few signatures that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case.
Ma'am.
Okay, so I'll send it to your email, and I'll also send it to a text message. It's the same thing, whichever one is easier for you to open. All right, so just let me know if you received it.
I think, yeah, I just received it.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, just open it up, go through it. It should
be... is it Natalia or Natalie?
Natalia, yes. Uh-huh.
Open it now.
Okay, so please go through it. Let me know if you have any questions or if you need help. While you do that, I'm going to send another text message with... I'm sorry?
Because it says something and I push yes. Was I supposed to have to push yes?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yeah, that just gives consent to use electronic documents.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I see my email address, so I recognize the decline. Do I push continue?
Yes, ma'am. Continue.
Please review the act of these. What do I please? It's like please sign.
Please sign, uh-huh.
And
you can press where it says start signing or continue. I forget what it looks like.
I don't know, it's like I agree. Okay. Continue. Okay, because I can barely see this. Open it up for me. Let me see. Is it accepted? Is it where it's a client signature?
Yes, ma'am.
Not written. Let me see. It's not letting me click it. I'm trying to push start.
Did you click on a yellow box where it says initials or signature?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So this door, okay, it says signature.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so you should either write your signature with your finger or you click on one of the options and then don't forget to press adopt and sign or save and use.
And I'm trying to sign it, but it's like really messy.
That's okay. I know it's hard on the phone sometimes.
Okay. Is it a way that I can have them to have it? Okay, select style. Okay, it's on there now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, they make it easier with the print.
Go to the next one. That's just the initial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this initial signature. On this one, it's a sign. On this one, it's initial. And this one is. Okay. Trying to see if there's anything else because I got all of those. It's like finished.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm finished now.
Okay. Let me just make sure. I'm going to make sure it went through. What does it say?
It said done signing.
Done signing. Okay, perfect.
Sending and signing today. Do I have to get started on that one also?
No, ma'am. No, that's it. You don't have to sign. You don't have to sign in or make an account or anything. They'll send you another email with a copy of everything that you just signed, so you have that in your records.
Okay.
So now the next thing. Give the attorneys about 5 to 10 business days. They're going to review the information, and then they'll call you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I'm about to send you another text message with the name and the phone number of the attorneys. It's going to be Pulaski Law, and that's it for this call, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time and your patience. I hope you have a great rest of your night, okay?
You too. Enjoy your holidays.
You too, ma'am. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.